Graham, Tracy, good to have you on. How are things going?
Great. I just saw the announcement. Art Howe's going into the Wyoming Hall of Fame.
That's what I was going to ask you. How do you feel about that good friend of yours and getting into the UW Hall of Fame? That's awesome.
Well deserved and due. I mean, he's easily probably the best known former Wyoming baseball player that played baseball. I mean, Greg Brock had a slightly longer career and a good career with the Dodgers, but when you consider that Art had a playing career of 11 years, managed where he managed, basically he was in uniform from 1972 till 2008?
Jeez Louise.
Except for 1 year when he scouted as a manager, a player, a coach. And then he had that 1 year where he scouted. And, I mean, his story is remarkable because, you know, he came to Wyoming. I always tell him, you were the key to our Sugar Bowl team because he came to Wyoming as a quarterback and hurt his back.
Yeah, and quit.
And if he'd stayed healthy instead of being a baseball player, we would have never had Paul Toscano move from defensive back to quarterback to key that unbeaten season in Sugar Bowl year. So I would say he was a key factor in Cowboys going to the Sugar Bowl.
Absolutely.
But what's great is he played baseball and was all conference there, but, you know, with a back problem and that, he went home. Nobody had any interest in him in professional baseball. He got back surgery after he left, because back then it was a little bit different how you treated injured athletes, as David could tell you. Was playing on semi-pro teams on the weekend. He was a computer analyst for Westinghouse, making use of his University of Wyoming degree. And this buddy of his said, if I can get you a tryout, would you go try out for the team? He said, sure. And the only team that had a tryout camp left was his hometown Pirates. And it was a six-hour workout in the middle of the summer in Pittsburgh. Can you imagine what that was like? On the artificial turf of the brand-new field, Three Rivers Stadium. And when it was done, they said, you want to sign a pro contract and go to spring training with our minor leagues next year? He said, sure. They go, okay, well, there's no – he said, the bonus. They said, no, the bonus is we're inviting you to come to spring training with our minor league team. So it's it's a pretty good story, really. It's a better story than some he's been featured in, like Moneyball.
Yeah, no kidding.
Where he was portrayed about as poorly as a person could be portrayed, unfortunately, particularly for those who know him. But, you know, and the thing about Art is, I mean, he lives in Houston and that, but he's always been loyal to the university. I mean, he had a daughter come up and play volleyball at Wyoming. Mm-hmm. She had plenty of chances to go other places, so he never lost that feeling for the university and the state. And I think he was grand marshal of the homecoming parade 1 year.
Oh, wow.
You know, this is great. You know, this is I think it's a neat deal. And in all likelihood, he's probably the last baseball player that will ever be inducted because it's been so long since there's been a team.
Right. Tracy Ringlesby.
They could always reinstate baseball, though.
They could. They won't.
Yeah, well, they'll have to reopen. The government will have to reopen the coal mines, right?
So they
get some funding back, you know. I think as much as Tom Berman likes baseball, I think if it was feasible, he would. But really, and given the way things are now, you would almost have to be willing to build like a 4,000 or 5,000-seat dome stadium. That could be a multi-purpose thing for concerts or different things that happen. Because if you did that, you wouldn't have to wait until May to play home games like they used to when they had baseball.
Yeah, I remember when I was over there, the baseball team, you know, the season would open like in February or January, and they left campus. They didn't come back until May, and there were times we went out to Cowboy Field and froze our you-know-whats off trying to watch baseball in Laramie in May. It was ridiculous. So,
and if you could get the funding and you put up a dome thing, you could have great tournaments in February because you could actually get teams to come to Laramie to play baseball because they know that the weather wouldn't be a factor. And who knows what you could use it for all kinds of things the rest of the year. So I mean, it would have possibilities, but I just think the financial state of the state right now would make that impossible. Because, you know, you'd also, with Title IX, you'd have to make the additions to the women's department. So I don't know if it's feasible, but it's nice to dream about.
Yeah. Tracy Ringlesby joining us. I was curious, you know, Ian Desmond, Tracy, switching to the Rockies, has had a dismal spring, but he started to snap out of it. Is it anything of concern? Is he changing his swing around? What's going on with him during spring?
With veteran players, I don't think there's ever anything of concern.
Okay.
You know, I think, well, I don't know what he did once he went to Houston, but I don't think Nolan ever had an ERA that didn't have at least two digits to the left side of the period, decimal point. The 1 year, his last start, I think, in spring training, he gave up about 9 runs in an inning and a third, and then he threw a one-hitter on opening day. You know, in all honesty, particularly with veteran players, like, he's working on some stuff to make an adjustment in his swing to get it to lower his hands a little bit. That's what, you know, that's what you have the privilege to be able to do when you're an established veteran. Just like pitchers, you know, Freeland, he's working on a straighter step in his delivery to the plate so he doesn't put as much torque necessarily on himself. You have that luxury of being able to work on those things when you've established yourself at that level. So, you know, does that mean he's going to hit his 270, which is what he is? He's a 270 hitter, probably, but there's no guarantee for that either. But I don't really think that much about it until later. I mean, he had that horrible stretch, and there was a big story in the Denver Post questioning it, and then the next day he hit 2 home runs.
You won't have to worry about many more stories in the Denver Post the way they're firing people.
Well, far be it from me to talk about any newspaper that failed.
Yeah.
You know, I can still remember that. I'm in spring training, sitting in the press box at High Corbett Field, 3 hours before the first exhibition game, and the call came and said, "Don't worry about writing today." I said, "Why?" I said, "We just folded the paper."
Wow.
Really?
They didn't mean to swat flies with it.
So I went and checked out of my hotel, but I couldn't because they'd already canceled the credit card. And then I went and checked in the rental car, but I couldn't because they'd already canceled the credit card. And I went to buy an airplane ticket, but I couldn't because they'd already canceled the credit card. Fortunately, I had my own credit card.
Well, that's good.
But yeah, but that, I mean, that was, I have sympathy for all those things, and you know, it's a, but you know, like when you look at when the news folded, the big part of that was the CEO of Scripps Howard was going to retire in August, and his retirement was tied into the stock price for Scripps Howard, and the Rocky Mountain News had lost $20 million the year before, and it was the only property in the corporation that was losing money. So he got his stock value up. At the Post, I think the problem you have there is a hedge fund owns it. They don't care. They just want to make money off it, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you start to see local ownership disappear, you lose a lot of the feeling of the importance to the community because it then becomes a financial deal. You know, when Bob McCracken was running the Tribune and the Eagle, there was really an emphasis put on the local world, particularly the boss there knows. He followed me at the Tribune as a sports editor. I mean, Jim Flincham, he may have been an ultra-conservative, but there wasn't a better newspaper man that I've met in what will be 50 years in the business on May 1st.
No, Jim was a good man. Yeah. I loved working for him. But
yeah.
That's why here at KFPC we're considered a nonprofit organization in service to the community.
Well, and you do. You do a nice job of it. We're really proud to have you representing this.
Hold on a second. Was that a compliment to Dave Montgomery from you, Tracy?
I've got my feet off the ground.
Okay, I'm just curious. I'm wondering where we stand on this.
Wait.
All right. Let's just get a little deep here.
Did you catch the sarcasm?
Yeah, let's get a little. Hey, let's. Okay, your impressions. We got 10 days before. And probably only one more session with you before opening day. your evaluation of the Rockies, their spring training, how are they doing? Just your overall impressions of the team as we head into the – I mean, now that the Cowgirls are done, the Cowboys are done, you know, everybody around here is out of the tournament, you know. It's, you know, state tournament basketball is over with. It's baseball season. What are your thoughts as we look toward opening day now?
I'm excited. I look at what they did last year with all the youth, right, with the pitching and the rotation. I look at the fact that when they made those adjustments at the trading deadline last year, they were underscoring the fact that they realized the need for deep and strong bullpen. And then this offseason, when everybody said you couldn't get free agents signed, before Christmas, they had their bullpen put together. They brought in three free agents, including re-signing McGee, realizing what they needed to do in the bullpen. And, you know, I mean, when you come to a spring training and you have a team that's young but was successful last year, and the biggest concern in the spring has been, how are you going to tell certain of these kids that as rookies, they're not going to make it out of spring training because they're playing so well? Because your team is, you've got a pretty good feel for your team. And the emotion that was apparent when Cargo came back, just the excitement on everybody's part. And the fact he came back, and you know, here's some of these guys, they take a contract like he took when you had maybe expectations built by your agent. There's no complaint. You know, he's not pouting. He's not upset. He's Cargo still. And as he said, you know, when I came here when I was 16, I had a bat and a hat. That was it. Now look at me. With the contract I just had, being from Venezuela, my family is now safe and financially taken care of, and I'm just going to have fun again.
Go ahead, JC. I'm sorry.
I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be fun. I think they're going to be competitive. The only problem is I don't think you'll have two teams out of this division go as wild cards, because I think the Giants have made enough improvement that they'll take a couple wins away from the Diamondbacks and a couple wins away from the Rockies.
I said 90 wins would be something to look forward to, and that would be an improvement. Do you think that's doable, 90 wins for the Rockies?
Yeah, I do, because I really think, on top of everything else, Bud Black really handled those young pitchers last year to the point that none of them got spent. You know, he used the bullpen with them at times to get them out. He saw the fatigue, like in a Freeland who had was really good in the first half, but he saw the second half fatigue setting in. Instead of pushing him to the point that you might have an injury or something, moved him into the bullpen. And, you know, he did that with each of those rookies. I got Stats Inc. to look up something for me for some things I wrote. Their rookies last year, there's only been three teams in history have rookie starting pitchers win more games than what theirs did last year. One of them was a 37 Boston Bees. Dave, you remember them. And their two rookies, one was 30, one was 35, and they won 20 games each. You know, so, you know, it was young guys came and really picked up the load, and I think that's huge.
I remember that just like it was yesterday.
It's good.
But you don't remember yesterday. That's the problem.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
Yeah. Tracy,
did you have breakfast?
I think so.
Really? Really? Always good to catch up with you, Tracy. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
See ya.
Have fun in Arizona. Goodbye.
Bye.
There you go.